Hello.
How you doing, man? My name is DeAndre. I just got off the phone with you from Alabama Unemployment Claims Division.
Yeah.
What's going on? Don't worry about the date. One of my top tiers, they already told me that I could put your I could file for your unemployment, but you won't be job attached. So you will have to look for
Okay.
work.
Okay, she on the other end, so let me tell her that I'm
What's
on the phone with you.
her name?
She didn't tell. Well, I forgot.
Okay. All right.
Hold on. Hold on. Hold on.
Hey, screw. Well, you the one that come over here and talk to Sophia? You work overnight? Okay. I was just trying to see when you want to fucking fight. That's all.
Hello.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you didn't click. I'm sorry. I'm just playing with my coworkers. I apologize. I thought you clicked over.
She ain't answer. I mean, she on the phone, but she didn't answer it. I guess she
All
put me
right.
on
Well,
hold.
yeah. She know I'm on the phone with you now, so we can go ahead and start your client. What's your social again?
422 490173.
All right. And doo-doo-doo. All right, Miss Campbell. Let's see if your information saved. All right, your direct deposit and everything saved. Your driver license number. Verify your birthday again. It's 4/9/99. All right, and you do still live at 1685 now Knollwood Drive, and your last four digits of your phone number is 3462.
Yes.
All right, so we do have to go over the identity check again when you file for UC benefits. So just as before, I have a couple of questions I have to ask you. I just need you to answer them to the best of your knowledge. All right.
All right.
All right, now, which of the following phone numbers have you been associated with? 20, 251 301 1133, 251 301 2240, 251 301 2718, 251 301 3462, or I've never been associated with these addresses, I mean, these phone numbers.
First the 3462.
3462. Okay. And which of the following street addresses in Mobile have you ever? I'm sorry. Which of the following street addresses in Mobile have you ever lived at or been associated with? 3904 Camellia Drive, 6262 Rose Court, 6457 Tillery Drive, 7371 Wilder Oaks Court West. Or I've never been associated with these properties.
6457 Tiller Drive.
All right. And what month was Brenda Campbell born in? December, October, August, February? Or I'm not familiar with this person.
October.
All right. And let's see. All right, you didn't file unemployment benefits in the last 12 months in another state. The last date that you worked was August 15, 2022. And your employer did not give you a definite day to return to work. What was your job title, ma'am?
Delivery driver.
Okay. And who are you working for? Johnson Express?
Yes.
All right. And what's that phone number?
Justin Express phone number.
Yes, ma'am. The one you were working at.
Yes. 404-414-7184.
All right, ma'am. What date did you start working there?
Hold on. July the 14th of 2021.
All right, and the last day that you worked was when?
July 15th, 2022.
That's crazy. what city was this?
Mobile.
And do you expect to receive vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay after your last day of work?
No.
All right, and have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
All right, and let's see. Do you expect, why are you no longer working there?
Why I'm no longer working there?
Yes.
Because I'm pregnant.
Leave of absence. And what's the person's name that gave you a leave of absence? Okay.
Paul Harris.
All right, and did he put you on a medical leave?
No, not that I know of. He just said leave. He didn't say what type of leave or nothing. He was like, he just gonna put me on leave until after the baby's home.
Okay. Okay, it does say who requested the leave, and obviously your employer suggested the leave, and it's asking me what are the beginning and ending dates of your leave of absence. So I will need a date.
The lady said that no telling, like, when a baby will come or whatever like that. She's like, I don't have to have an actual date to go back until you, like, let me know closer to time.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying, ma'am. So you would have to file for unemployment at a later date because, like, I'm putting in, you say you're, you say your employer gave you the okay to leave, so it's a leave of absence, and I need what are the beginning and ending dates of your leave of absence. So the beginning would be the day that your last day of work, and the end would be the time frame that they gave you, because you would still be job attached, but you still have to look for work now. But I mean, I have to put a reason in why you no longer work there, and it's because of a leave of absence what your employer gave you.
She had told me something about a switcher or something, whatever that is.
A what now?
A switcher.
I don't know what that is, man. But the thing is, I can't put any false information in here because it would be part of fraudulent, and I don't want to go to jail for that. So the reason that you're no longer working there is because of a leave of absence, because your employer suggested it, because you're 3 months pregnant and you can't perform the duties of your work. So if he gave you a leave of absence, like this questionnaire says right here that I'm asking you, what are the beginning and end dates of your leave of absence? It's only because that you're still on the books.
Okay.
So, I mean, like I said, I still can save your information for a later date, and you can just, you know, you can get it from your employer. Because any other thing I would have to put that either you quit, you were discharged, which is like terminated, or it's lack of work, but none of that pertains to you.
Okay. Well, I would like to be contact me that, because I did ask him when is the definite date that I can return, but
all right,
I have to wait till he contact me back.
Okay. All right. That's fine. Well, your information is saved up to this point. You know what I'm saying? Like up there to the leave of absence. So.
All right.
All right. Yes, ma'am. No problem. Enjoy the rest of your day, and thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claims Division.
Okay.